for the government, from the government. Actually, according to the protocol of distribution of revenue of petrol, the government already fulfilled with the provision and already grant the shares to the government of the South, but no accountability actually, and no even auditing. There is no auditing, and nobody knows now where the amount of money which already transferred in the account of the government of the South, where it went. Because no infrastructure, no services, nothing made by that revenue. This is actually against what is committed in CPA by the SPLM. And also the SPLM undermined and jeopardized the CPA by opening external offices and granting visa to foreigners come to Sudan, to Juba, the capital of the government of the campus. And this is against what is committed by SPLM and CPA, as this is not an activity to be performed by the federal government. This is actually it is an activity of the federal government, as mentioned in CPA. Actually, this is a debate. The debate that NCP is still committed to all provisions and items of CPA, and we respect actually the result of referendum, whether it is unity or secession. But SPLM didn't do that, and as if they only signed CPA, not to respect CPA, not to implement CPA, but only to take it as only a document or agreement for secession.
Why wouldn't the government, or for that matter, the NCP, ask for accountability about the oil, since you said it is rightly written as part of the CPA? Why didn't you ask for accountability?
Yes, actually, the federal government asked for this in different occasions. But, you know, because NCP from the very beginning didn't want to make any disturbances or doing something which will make some problem or trouble to avoid the conflict. This is all because the target of NCP to make unity attractive. But unfortunately, all these actually steps taken by NCP to make unity attractive, in addition to this ignorance of the violations and undermining of CPA, instead of actually appreciating this actually stance of NCP, they didn't praise the NCP for this stance or for this smooth attitude. In view of this, or instead of this, although the government has done all this, ignoring all the violations, the leaders of NCP from the very beginning, in an earlier date, they started to promote for secession, and they started to accuse NCP that NCP is not respecting the CPA, and creating a lot of conflicts about very small issues, so as to not let people look into the real violations. And actually, NCP reported that, and actually we have a statistical statement about these violations. And but actually, what is now the subject of the debate is this point, a lot of points like that. Why the SPLM didn't respect the CPA, And
with all these violations that you have documented, what are you going to do about it, since you were supposed to bring it up for the SPLM to address those concerns of violations that you said they committed under, as part of the CPA or under the CPA?
Actually, now we are coming to the end of the CPA. We were already implemented the CPA. What is left is referendum. Our now prerequisite is that referendum should be conducted in a transparent and fair and a real way, or I can say in a way that the result of referendum will be respected and will be accepted. This is the only condition which you are now stressing about or adhere to. In case of a transparent conduction of referendum, we will accept the result. This is now, we are now coming to the final step, to the final item, which will make up in front of the whole world, the whole international community, that we have signed the CPA and we fulfilled our promises and our agreement. And this will be historical, actually, something historical in the history of Sudan. People of Sudan government, that such CPA is something not made in the whole African continent, or we can say in the whole world, and the CPA witnessed full implementation and full respect of the results of the referendum that already became a right for Sudan people to decide whether to be united with the United Sudan or to secede in their own country. Actually, now we are waiting for the result, and we are waiting for the result which will come from a transparent and a fair referendum. And after that, actually, we will accept the result, whatever it is. And we hope that the result will not create any problem between South and North, whether it's unity or secession. And also, we are still committed to the targets and objectives of CPA, that the peaceful coexistence should continue between South and North. The mutual interest also should continue. And we hope that this full implementation of CPA till the end of this CPA implementation by conduction of referendum will not be a cause or a reason for eruption of another conflict, because we want to close this cycle. And we are calling and announcing for the whole world that no return to war. This is our objective, and we hope that SPLM also should understand this. And we don't want to come to the first square again, because CPA not signed to start a new era of conflict between South and North.